8 years down the road. It seems like yesterday. But first, how do you feel about celebrating this independence?
First, I would say that every 9th of July, I will personally celebrate, because it was an achievement that we made as the people of South Sudan. And not celebrating it means kind of regretting our sacrifices and efforts and decisions that we made. So by having a country of our own, I think it's an achievement by itself.
All right. Rita, how do you feel about the day?
I think as a person, I am celebrating the independence of South Sudan. Mm. As my colleague has said, it is an important day. It is a day that all of us voted for, and a reason to celebrate.
Great. Manas?
Yeah, I'm a proud, happy South Sudanese, and it's because of this day that we celebrate every year. I am excited to be a South Sudanese and to have a country. So Independence Day is important to me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Having South Sudan as an independent nation is one thing, of course, that we're all proud of, but also responsibilities of a nation to its citizens. In these 8 years, how will you describe and how has it been in the 8 years that South Sudan has been an independent nation?
Okay. I would say that, of course, if I can refer to the Declaration of Independence on this day 8 years ago, we said, the very first paragraph of the Declaration of our Independence says, we recalled the long struggle, heroic struggle of our people for, they mentioned six things: justice, freedom, equality, human dignity, political emancipation, and economic emancipation. And that we resolved to establish a government that would be based on the rule of law, justice, democracy, human rights, and respect for diversity. I would say 8 years down the road, we just seem to have lost this script. And that is the unfortunate part of it. Mm-hmm. We seemed to have borrowed the template Khartoum was using to use in the new country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have the same feeling, Rita?
I think we can reflect on the last 8 years and see what or how far we have come. And I think, although there might not seem to be a lot of positive things, but I think it's, for me as a person, I will say it's work in progress. Mm-hmm. We had moments that we celebrated. Mm-hmm. We had moments that we really cried. We had moments that were difficult, and we are still on the way. So I would say it is a mixed feelings the past 8 years. Mm-hmm. The first time I came to South Sudan was in 2006. And I would say the minute I landed at Juba International Airport, I felt a sense of freedom. When I looked at South Sudanese then, I could feel, you know, this is home. And some of us, throughout this 8 period, we have done a number of things to see that this country could go in the right direction. My organization, EVE, was formed in 2005, and it is when the CPA was signed. And all we have been doing since then is to talk about peace. We disseminated the CPA, we moved to South Sudan, took part in the census, the Sudan elections, and then finally the referendum. Then after that, we went through the constitution review process that was going on. We talked about women's participation, and you could see they're vibrant on how South Sudanese really want things to go well. Mm-hmm. Because we worked so hard, so many people are lost for South Sudan to be an independent country. And therefore, people came with one heart. Mm-hmm. But then come 2013 was another chapter. Come 2016 is another chapter. And now we are also going through another part of what is happening in South Sudan. With all this, I just always reflect on our national anthem, you know? And especially when it reaches to where it says, we vote to protect our nation. Mm-hmm. Oh, God bless South Sudan. That part always moves me. Because when you said you vow to protect this country, it doesn't mean today only, but it is a way of building this nation, and we will continue to vow.
Okay.
All right. Take this country forward.
We'll get back to you. Let's go to Manas. Manas, where did we all go wrong?
Well, as I was listening to my colleagues speak, it took me back to reflect about where we came from. And it took me back to Independence Day 2011. Mm-hmm. At that day, you find South Sudanese were excited because they saw a lot of opportunities. Mm-hmm. We saw a lot of opportunities. We saw opportunities for freedom. We felt that finally we are free as a people. We felt like this is an opportunity for us to stabilize ourselves, our economy. We felt that we will be able to develop our nation and our people. We felt finally we'll have our people go to school. We'll have our health sector being improved. We thought that finally we will be peace and we'll be in peace and we'll be able to unite our people and strengthen our social fabric. And but unfortunately, we became what we were fighting against. We found ourselves killing each other, and we found ourselves being the ones who are doing much worse than what used to happen to us. And now sometimes I get to ask myself, is, are we really free?
All right. Let me give you that question, Rajav. Let's begin from there. He said sometimes we turn out to be worse than the regime that we are fighting. Some of the things that have happened from 2013 and 2016, absolutely unbelievable. Some towns were destroyed in the country completely. And now they're trying to rebuild, but still being, you know, what you are fighting for, and you become worse than who you are fighting for right now, brings the answer, was it worth it? The millions and millions of people who died in this place to get this independence, and finally you got it, and then you became worse. Was it worth it all along? Have you ever asked yourself that question?
Of course, we have always reflected on the situation that we face in our country. And this is what I will say. First of all, I do not want to give you a precise answer whether
it's worth it or not. Yes.
But I would say that it is disappointing to all South Sudanese, at least those who feel that we lost the script or we went wrong. Everyone is disappointed with the way things have gone. However, the struggle was worth our independence. And I do not want us to pick it like the Israelites when they were freed from Egypt and they were on their way to the promised land and they met difficulties on the way. They began to blame God and Moses. Why did you bring us out of the slavery and so on? I think we do not want to regret that we became independent. What we regret is the confusion that came around. And the journey is long. Of course, nobody promised us that the journey to the promised land would be smooth. For the Israelites, it wasn't. And so, while that would not be a kind of a template for us, but one would say that the struggle was worth the independence and that we have a responsibility to make things better.
Right.
Yes.
Rita, moving forward now, all these have happened now for us to realize the country that we really want. What should be done?
I think before going to what should be done, I want to weigh in on what Rajab said, talk about the question you ask. You know, so many things might not be going right at currently, but we need to realize that the independence of South Sudan is a matter, for me, it's a matter of principle. Come rain, come shine, every South Sudanese should be proud that we have our own independent country. All South Sudanese rejoiced when we had the independence. and we should continue celebrating. I know there are two schools of thought, mm-hmm. of people who will say there is no reason to celebrate, and of those who still believe that there are many reasons to celebrate the independence. Yes, so many things have gone wrong, but I want to emphasize that the situation is not permanent. This is temporary, it will change, and every South Sudanese should take the responsibility to contribute towards seeing the nation that we dreamt about. Mm. I think this is very important, mm-hmm. that every South Sudanese should know that institutions, governments are temporary, but the independence or the nation of South Sudan is here to stay. And every South Sudanese should be able to pass this down history, mm-hmm. that this is an important day and we must not forget.
All right. Now, yes, you wanted to continue. Go ahead.
Yes. Going forward, I've already started talking about what yes. needs to be done. I think first is the commitment. As people of South Sudan, let us not continue lamenting. Things are not going well. You know, why should we do this? We don't get salaries. We don't get this. But that is not enough. It is important that we start contributing to how we want to see this nation go on. We have a peace agreement that is supposed to be implemented. What are we doing as people of South Sudan, as individuals? What are we doing to ensure that we are heading somewhere? The president has consistently been talking about he will do everything possible to make sure that this agreement is implemented. And it, to some level, the other parties are also resonating with that, because war is not an option. Sebit William, see, today we are above 35. And we have been fighting. I think I've been fighting for this thing since I was in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. And today I am above 35. We are getting old. When will we enjoy this country? Even those in power, when are you going to enjoy this country?
Well, maybe they're enjoying now. You never know.
Well, maybe they are enjoying, but I am also aware that if you have to enjoy, it's, for me, enjoyment is if you see smile in the faces yes. of everybody.
Absolutely.
If South Sudanese mind. Are able to get basic services, there are roads, there are schools, there are hospitals, and kids are going to school. Mm-hmm. You will be happy if you're able to go to your village and sit under that tree, drink your beer or Merisa Taya too, mm-hmm. but you have peace of mind.
Absolutely.
If you have money but you don't have that peace and you don't see change in this country, I don't think they're happy.
Right.
And if there is anybody happy, let them get nightmares.
All right. Yes, Manas. Now, it's 8 minutes to nine. Let's look at today marks exactly 4 or 5 years since no public celebration whatsoever. The Independence Day has just been so quiet. And you know, children who are born in 2013 have never witnessed any celebration of independence in the country. That's because they say there's lack of money. How will you say of the lack of celebration? How are we supposed to instill that patriotism in the children, knowing that this is the day we all got this and we have to celebrate? Like in 2011, we all witnessed people were not sleeping. People were driving with flags everywhere. There was a lot of, you know, music in the town. There's a lot of celebration. Mm. That has not happened since 2013. Mm. What is your take on it?
Okay. Let me start before going to that question. Let me just add something small.
Please go ahead.
And was saying,
yeah, just quickly.
You know, you'll not sit in the corner and start crying, oh, my house is dirty. You will clean it up, right? Mm-hmm. So as citizens of South Sudan, we need to all find a way to participate in making the country what we want it to be. And Anataban just launched a campaign called Wesh Jinup for us to make sure that we make our country what we want it to be. Now, on the issue of celebration, as each of us celebrates in their own way in the house, and those in the refugee camp, as much as they are struggling outside there, one way or the other, they still have mixed feelings and hope of a better nation. But for our country, hope we come back to that time when we can celebrate. Today, as I was coming to this studio, I was just I had this awkward reaction when I noticed that the museum was still closed out.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why?
Nobody can enter.
Like, something that I really don't understand. Mm-hmm. But I thought for a day like this, we will be sitting in the Nejila looking at the flag, mm-hmm. and just mm-hmm. enjoying, reminiscing, even if there's no budget to celebrate.
Absolutely.
Let the Junubin celebrate.
There are no people.
Yes,
yeah.
let people just enjoy.
Yes.
In fact, Raja. Sepit William, you should have been talking to us as
yes.
a crowd.
I understand. Live crowd. There, live
from Dr. John Garang Muslim.
Absolutely. We've been doing that before.
You know, now you smuggled us here
into the studio.
The streets are just empty without people.
There's
know?
No message of peace,
yeah.
no
yeah.
message of independence. This is very serious.
Mm.
I think we need to reflect on this day
mm-hmm.
very importantly. And we need to do something. It is not too late, and it calls on the responsibility of all of us as citizens, not only the political leaders, but those of us who are citizens in the civil society and the communities and community leaders.
Mm-hmm.
We all need to contribute to ensure that the situation really, really changes.
Great. All right, let's begin with you, Rita. Of course, we're coming to the end of our discussion this morning. What will be your final remarks on this particular Independence Day anniversary, which is, of course, the 8th? What will be your message out there?
I think, first of all, I would like to salute all the martyrs that have shedded their blood for our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I would like to wish all South Sudanese, wherever they are, a happy Independence Day. But in particularly, the women of this country, because they have done a lot. Even for us to get the independence, women were the highest voters. And I would like to recognize the efforts of every South Sudanese woman to see that this country is independent. And my message to our leaders is that let's set our priorities right. It is important that we have peace and stability in this country such that we see the development. And to the people of South Sudan, let us be more patriotic. Everybody contributed to the freedom, to the independence of this country. All the 64 plus tribes
mm-hmm.
have, you know, contributed to the freedom of this country, and we should all take the responsibility to see that this country goes in the right direction.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Rita. Manas, your final remarks, please, in less than a minute.
All right. What I want to say is that to the citizens of South Sudan, let us not lose hope. We will get there. This country, whatever dreams you have of this country, play your part. Push until we get the country that we need. And if you see anybody that is trying to hinder mm-hmm. you from enjoying the country and having the dreams of your country that you fought for, let that person know that you're not happy.
All right.
Yeah. And to the leaders, please, we are not smiling. Put a smile on our face.
Thank
Bring
you.
Peace. Let peace be
All right, Rajab.
Yes. Okay. Just also as the colleagues, it's an honor to be part of this history of South Sudan. And I also remember our fallen heroes and heroines, and also our comrades who have been part of this struggle all along. We remember them this day. And it's for this day that we call ourselves an independent nation. We have passports and so on. But I also want to be fair to the men, because Rita was not so fair enough. I want to be fair to the
Thank
men
you, Raja.
Who voted for the independence of South Sudan.
Wow.
And of course, finally, I would say that our political leaders, this is not the way we should go. Things must change, and we have to collectively work on that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Rajab. Thank you, Rita. Thank you, Manas, for coming to Mirai Studios. We really do appreciate your time, and happy independence.
Happy independence.
Independence.
To you. Thank you.